I was right.
I hate you.
This is Unpause It, a podcast by a family of geeks.
I'm Lady Disdain, and I'm 43 years old.
I am the sauce underscore, and I am 11
underscore the data bytes. 41.
I'm Furious Girl, and I am 9.
This is a reaction podcast to Infinity War, which just released, so you are going to get spoilers in this podcast. We will lead off any spoiler with this sound, and then we'll close out the spoiler with this sound. So if you don't want to hear a spoiler, if you hear this sound, make sure that you turn the volume off or skip to a different episode of this podcast. The first part of this podcast is a general prediction banter between myself, Lady Disdain, and the Data Bytes as we await the first viewing of Infinity War, and we were waiting at the Alamo Drafthouse in Denver. All right, I am here with the Data Bytes. This is Lady Disdain. If it's louder than normal, that's because we're sitting in the glass half full tap room here at the Alamo Denver, which is located in Littleton.
Littleton? Not the Denver location, Littleton location. There are two in this metro area now.
Yes, but their handle is at Alamo Denver. I like this location. We just biked here, actually, too.
We did. Lady Disdain did well. We're going to talk about some hopes for this movie. I have avoided spoilers. Have you avoided spoilers?
For the most part, I have avoided spoilers, but I had to stay off social media to do it because some people are really too eager to just voice it all.
It's like their post would be like, I want to talk about blah, 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 in their main post. Not like, talk to me about Infinity War and then do like a PM or a comment on it that you can't see. People aren't doing that. Don't be a jerk. Don't spoil movies. Don't go to any movie and spoil any movie. Don't talk about it where people can be overheard and ruin it for the moviegoer. This is a good time. We are sitting across from Captain America, Black Widow, Valkyrie, and Thor. Full regalia. Pretty awesome. Yeah, good cosplay right now. I'd like to put a shout out, though, to the Alamo Drafthouse again for just being a cool place to go. Very laid back, very chill. I kind of wish it was an IMAX screen, though. What do you think about that?
You know, I'm okay with it not being, because the whole experience you get here is so much better, because even if you go to an IMAX screen, you're still going to have to sit through 17 mostly unrelated previews before you even get to the movie. Whereas here, everything has to do with the movie you're seeing. And by the way, snacks.
True there. But this is the first movie filmed in the new quiet IMAX cameras. The entire movie was shot in IMAX. So I probably, maybe in the middle of the week, might try to check out an IMAX screening if I can find one cheap enough. 2D only, no 3D for me. I have heard that the ending is a little cliffhangery, but that makes sense because they filmed two movies back to back. It was going to be one movie, and then it was going to be Infinity War Part 1, Infinity War Part 2. Now they're renaming Infinity War Part 2 something else, New Universe. That's what I call it.
Whatever. I know that's what you think. I totally disagree with you, but I might be wrong. I'm okay. I can admit when I'm wrong.
The consensus is that it's Secret Invasion, meaning that the Skrulls, which appear in Captain Marvel, which are shape-shifting aliens, take over everything and like reboot the whole thing for another 10 years.
I'm going to throw a possibility out there. What if we see something hinting at X-Men?
I would not discount that. However, I would say that the things that Kevin Feige has said, insofar as it would be years and years until we see X-Men in an MCU movie, is what he said. I will say, though, that my prediction for one of the end credit scenes is Fantastic Four.
Really?
MCU, owned by Disney, being involved with Brad Bird, who already made the best Fantastic Four movie ever made, The Incredibles.
His name is spoken of in hushed and reverent tones in our house.
If Brad Bird directs the Fantastic Four MCU movie, we're going to get an Incredibles style, Incredibles quality Mission Impossible in quality. Like, he's great as far as what he does in making movies. My prediction is that it will be a cliffhanger, that we will see a Fantastic Four reference, super, super deep cut comic book fan geek references. We will see some deaths, I think. Of people we're not thinking.
I believe that. No, I think I told you and said it on an earlier podcast. At first I said two people, then I upped it to three. I'm sure I'm even shooting low.
I think Peter Quill is one that does not make it.
You don't think Star-Lord's going to make it?
I think the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 has the Michelle Yeoh, Sylvester Stallone cast.
I don't agree with you at all, mostly because... Well, I don't want to share too much. I can't avoid seeing some things where I did see that Chris Pratt, who plays Peter Quill, said that Guardians 3 is going to be funnier and better than ever. So I don't believe you that Peter Quill doesn't make it. Sorry.
This is a company that produces false trailers on purpose. All right, Chris Pratt, here. How much would it cost you to say that you're in the next movie, even though you're not in a movie? Oh, that'll be $8 million. Here's your check.
I'm tweeting out a picture of the menu, by the way.
I do believe that the trailers that we've seen so far is maybe 1% of the whole movie. I've already been on record as saying Loki dies in the first few minutes. I think Xandar maybe dies. I'm not, like, the whole planet gets destroyed. That's where an Infinity Stone is. I don't know. I am looking forward to this movie immensely. Any other predictions, Lady Disdain?
No, you know, I gotta say, I have really tried, and also I've been busy, which has helped. I've really tried to shut my mind down from even predicting anything. I want to just experience this cold after all the lineup we've done of watching all the movies leading into this. I'm just ready. Okay, what you're about to hear is the post-viewing reactions, not just by ourselves, but of other moviegoers after seeing Infinity War. Let's see how this went.
I don't know if you can hear the theater. I think the word wow accommodates all this. So we're going to catch up with a couple people afterward here and get the reactions, which are many.
One word reaction.
Oh my God.
That's three, but that's exactly what I felt.
Are you speechless like me?
Yes.
Yeah.
It felt a lot like Logan. Have you seen Logan?
Yes.
That's how it was. I was like, there was very, very cliffhanger-y.
Yeah.
Be patient.
That's a
good one.
Yeah,
it's going to be a long wait.
Holy shit. What'd you think?
Absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Emotionally troubling.
It was great. It was just as I expected.
Okay, she expected
just as
it.
You expected. Yeah.
I'm super stressed out and want to know what happens next.
I know.
They did it. I can't believe they did it.
Right. I know.
Get him, Carol.
Yes.
That's probably the best reactions from the movie.
Wow. The movie is different.
It's
now.
Different from, I think someone equated it, which I think this is pretty accurate, to Logan.
I think it's different insofar as Logan was different from the other X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. I said earlier, I was right.
Yeah, you were. You were right.
About what?
Half the universe gone.
Thanos wins. And...
That's really hard to digest. I mean, and I know you said in the movie, you're like, oh, that's not a cliffhanger. I totally think it is, because it's like... You're so used to every other Avengers movie leading up to this where the hero wins at the end. There might be loss here and there, but the hero wins in the end. And we don't have that in this one. But we know Avengers 4 happens. So, yeah, I need to see the next one, which unfortunately, I have to wait forever to see it. So it is a cliffhanger.
I get a cliffhanger-y, cliffhanger-ish, maybe. But talking about some of the things, heavy spoilers in the movie, talking about how... Some of the biggest characters in the Marvel universe now simply disintegrated.
Yeah.
With a snap of some fingers.
All right, which one's disintegrated? Let's run them down. Black Panther disintegrated.
Spider-Man, Peter Quill, Drax.
Sam. Falcon.
Falcon. Bucky.
I know.
Right in front of Cap.
Groot. Scarlet Witch and Vision. Well, Vision died anyway, but Scarlet Witch.
Vision died, and Scarlet Witch disappeared. The biggest surprise, the absolute biggest surprise, which I said I would like to see, Red Skull.
I was right. Let's go back. Let's go way back.
Biggest surprise.
Let's go way back. I want you guys to go back and listen, or go listen to Captain America, the first one, the first Avenger. And at the very end, when you see that Red Skull is holding the Tesseract and you see there's space appearing above him, I keep wondering. I'm like, I think he got teleported. I don't think he's dead. I'm right.
Yeah, he got sent into space. And
he got banished, basically.
By the stones.
Yes. And of all the people, which none of us picked up, none of us thought that Red Skull would have anything to do with the Soul Stone.
Right. That was really good. That was probably my biggest surprise, was actually seeing it happen in the way that it happened
in
the movie.
How many times did you and I look at each other with our mouths just gaping open like, oh my gosh, shock!
It was really a lot. It was satisfying insofar as we see the power of Scarlet Witch. We see the fighting prowess of Black Widow.
And you see the power of Thor. Holy crap.
So
he has the best entrance in the whole movie, I would say. Before the credits start rolling, you're just sitting there, kind of wallowing in what just all happened, marinating in it, and you get the most somber closing, I think, music-wise, of any of the Avengers movie thus far. You are like, stuff just happened and it's serious. Oh my gosh. And then they have like, you know, they go through all the credits and they show the title and it withers away. It disintegrates. And I was like, stop.
Yeah, they kind of rub it in. Now, it is comic book. It is a Marvel movie. And it's not real, but it makes you feel pathos for... I could be sitting here and then like, oh, half these people are just gone. Now, that's the ending. Right before that, I think some of the best scenes happen with Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
He plays a dwarf who's like this crazy, weird space dwarf.
He's a small dwarf. He's a large
He's 25
dwarf.
Feet tall?
He's larger than all the people. He's like a giant, but yet a dwarf.
Yeah. You know, he was around and made Mjolnir, Meow Meow, whatever, which... If we go back through the 18 podcasts we did and the 18 movies, Mjolnir was not forged for Thor. It looks like it was forged for Hela or possibly Bor or Odin. And then they were just deemed worthy enough to use it. This one, the epicness of the forging of the battle hammer axe, the Stormbreaker. You know, well, that's kind of a weird name. AMGV.
Well, and some people had speculated that Thor was going to get a hammer from Wakanda. Like, they were going to replace that, like they replaced Steve's shield. I heard that as speculation.
Those people don't read comic books, and those people don't really understand how to look at a trailer and see what was going on. It was always Stormbreaker. It was a... poorly kept secret. Now, I want to talk about some of the trailers. I want to talk about what was in the trailers and what was not in the movie. So, in the trailers, there's a scene where he's like, Thor is lightning everything around him, and it's like lighting up Groot, and it's lighting up Rocket. That doesn't happen. We see a scene where not all the Avengers, but we have Bucky, Cap, Black Panther, Hulk, Rhodey and Falcon like flying through a forest scene. That doesn't happen.
No.
We see a couple of things in the trailers that just don't happen. Trailers did a good job of not giving anything away.
True. I was completely stunned, and there was nothing where I was like, oh yeah, well I saw that happening because of the trailer. The trailers really just do a really good job of setting it up, getting excited, but you have no idea what's going to happen.
It's pretty amazing. I'm almost speechless. I would say...
First loss that hit you hard. Talk about it.
Heimdall.
Yeah?
Heimdall was murdered with a spear through the heart. And what I did not expect was that he summoned the magic of the Bifrost, the black magic of the Bifrost. What? He says this, and his sword lights up, and he sends Banner through space and time down.
Yeah, he summoned dark magic, which is what Loki used.
Right, and sends him down to warn everybody, Banner down. I do like the part where, at the very beginning, where it was Hulk versus Thanos, and Thanos just knocks him.
I just had a thought. So my biggest loss at the very beginning, which I foresaw, this is one of the ones I predicted, was Loki. That, yeah. And I did predict, I thought Loki would, in a way, give himself up or sacrifice something so that Thor lives. So he does offer up the Tesseract. At first he says, no, I'll go ahead and kill him. But then he sees his brother suffering and he's like, no, I can't do this. Okay, so we have a history of Loki pretending he's dead or faking things out, putting up a mirage where you think you see one thing and you don't actually see that. So in this scene, you know, you are looking at what has been the destruction pretty much of the whole Asgardian race on their ship. Thor is barely moving. Thanos picks him up, drags him over to Loki, and is like, your brother or the Tesseract? And first Loki's like, well, take him. But then he's like, nope, stop, I'll give it to you. So he holds up the Tesseract. Thanos takes it. And then he like says something, well, we have a Hulk, which was really satisfying, by the way. Hulk barrels in. So Loki's off to the side. And I remember wondering for a while, I'm like, where's Loki? Where's Loki? Did he leave? And then suddenly he kind of emerges. So suddenly he emerges from the side, kind of like where he was kind of lurking. And he kind of makes this whole approach toward Thanos. The reason I'm a little in doubt is because later, you know, and you were in the bathroom for this, so you'll see it tomorrow. Thor has a very emotional moment where he's telling Rocket, you know, Rocket's having his captain role. Yeah. And he's telling Rocket all that he's lost, and he's really sensing it and feeling it. So he's really sad about it. And he mentions, he's like, well, you know, he's done that before, but this time I'm pretty sure it's real.
Yeah, I saw that part.
But again, I have a question about it. And this could also sweep everybody who disintegrated too. But I don't necessarily know that Loki's gone for good. That's all I'm going to say.
Ant-Man and the Wasp wasn't in it.
Right.
Hawkeye wasn't in it, but he's credited.
Well, they talk about that. Did you hear? You remember they said that, right?
Right.
They're like, Clint and Scott got some kind of deal.
Right. So basically, Ant-Man and Hawkeye save the day.
That's what you think?
I think that's the one thing. So, but we will find out in Ant-Man and the Wasp in a few short months, actually.
Yeah.
And then we will find out in Captain Marvel, because Captain Marvel leads directly into Avengers Infinity War Part 2, which I think is called New Universe. Lady Disdain disagrees.
I don't know that I disagree now. I didn't think half the universe would be wiped out, and I was wrong.
I do really like this movie, actually. More I'm thinking about it, the more I like it.
So what you're about to hear is some general prediction banter between ourselves and the kids of Unposit right before we go in for their first showing of Infinity War.
Hello, this is the Unposit girls, and so we're going to watch the ultimate Avengers Infinity War. And we're at the theater because we drove. And yes. I also have like this poster thing so I don't have to remember things. I could just write them down. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Which, you're better than me. I totally forgot to bring our note sheets, so Daddy and I are just going to have to improvise.
Well, Willis, he probably just is going to use his brain. And Mom and Dad probably also going to use his brain. I'm going to not use my brain. I'm going to use my paper. Like I'm supposed to. And, that's what paper's for. Plus, the time is... What time is it, Mom? It is 10:22, and it starts at 11. So, we're going to have some fun before watching. Ha ha ha.
As we were walking up, the doors to the theater opened. There were people waiting outside. And these people probably either already purchased their tickets or were waiting to. But there's some eagerness around this movie, would you say, Georgia?
Yes, and there's a giant family coming right this way.
That's right.
So a lot of people, a lot of families seeing it. I am interested to see what our kids think of this movie, particularly afterward. So let's walk around over to the other side and we'll see. We'll meet Dad where he is in the sauce. All right. So Willis, in the car a little bit ago, you were saying how excited you were. Are you excited?
Yes. I do have a question, though. How many Infinity Stones will Hulk be able to hold? Because I stand by my word, Hulk will be able to hold at least one Infinity Stone.
Kate, don't walk away from the microphone, though.
Yeah. So you think, you predict that Hulk, do you just think Hulk can, or do you think he will?
I think he might.
Okay.
He might.
Let's talk about some other expectations. Georgia, you'd mentioned earlier that you wanted Nebula to do something.
I wanted Nebula to stab Thanos in the face with a sword, hopefully knocking out one of the eyes so everybody feels what that feels like.
Well, since Thor already lost an eye, as did Odin, right? Like father, like son. Willis, anything else you want to happen or see happen in this movie that you expect?
Or hope to see?
See, I kind of feel like I kind of want Tony Stark to die, but he's probably not. And don't hate me for that, even though you're probably going to.
Everybody's got opinions, dude.
Some people are kind of like, yeah, Tony's running his time. And now, without further ado, let's hear the full reaction podcast recorded by the full Unpause It crew to see what happened with Infinity War and what we think of all the things.
This is the Unpause It coffee table. I'm sitting on a chair of pillows. So,
name is?
We're doing Infinity War, and my name is Furious Girl. This is what I look like. Staring at
everybody
your soul.
Wave at the camera. Yeah. This is new experience.
Hello. I also, from the first episode of the season and things, my mom calls it the angry cat and the grumpy cat, just if you're wondering, and still Infinity War and to the sauce.
I'm a man, Cheetah.
Okay, so give us your reactions. So the first thing you said in the theater, what did you say?
I hate previews. It was not one of the best movies.
You actually said, that sucked.
Well, something like
that's
that,
that's exactly what he said.
Why did it suck?
Because I'm a man, Cheetah. I'm
why?
Just...
Give me the reasons you already gave me.
Yeah, you've talked about it.
Okay. The ending was horrible. Everyone died. It just wasn't too funny.
Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, it just wasn't too funny.
This podcast is spoilers.
Yeah.
Right, well, so what's your favorite MCU movie?
Thor Ragnarok.
Which leads directly into this one, which is hilarious, but this one isn't.
My third least favorite movie is probably this one.
Wow.
I'm just going to be in a...
Because the ending is such a downer.
And because everyone dies and it's not very funny.
It is a dark ending, right?
Kind of.
That's where the... Well, kind of a dark ending. Half the galaxy is dead.
It's dark for Marvel, but it's not dark total. It's dark for Marvel, not dark Thor.
I'm gonna be dead.
There was a lot of funny humor. A lot of humor. Especially between Rocket Raccoon and Thor.
And Ragnarok.
Drax.
Before we go to superpowers, I'm just gonna list the people that we know that died, please.
Lay it out.
So, the two Peters, Nick Fury, Agent Hill, Doctor Strange, Bucky, Wanda, Loki, Heimdall, Gamora, Vision, Groot, Drax, Mantis, Tom Wilson, Black Panther, someone from Black Panther people, and Shuri, maybe,
much many other people like bystanders and everyone, and Fury and Hill, don't forget.
I said Agent
yeah,
Hill.
Yeah.
And Fury.
Yeah, so there's...
I said Fury.
And Death.
How many is that?
Yes.
How many names do you have there?
I am going to count right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
And
17 that we know and a couple maybes.
That's a lot. Oh,
right.
Man. Yeah. Half of humanity actually died.
Yeah, so... Trillions of people actually in the whole galaxy, trillions of beings died. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned last night in my reaction, it's like I felt like I had just watched Schindler's List.
I said that first.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like we talked in a prior podcast, and particularly I mentioned on Spider-Man Homecoming, where they kick off with Spider-Man theme music and how that can just set you up to be like, oh, I'm excited to see this. This is great. So when this ends... You just get this very somber, music. I mean, it's all, it's, and it's, if anyone has, you've seen Schindler's List and you hear the violin music of that, it always just like, oh. And, but that music had that same impact on me. It was like, I was already feeling down and then I felt, yeah. kept feeling down. And I'm like, I'm not feeling happy. And there's a reason for that. They really cued the music well for that. You made a point earlier about which group of heroes certainly did survive.
So we have an iconic movie moment where the first Avengers movie, they all come together. There's a big sweep around and we have Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Black Widow. I keep saying Scarlet Widow because Scarlett Johansson playing Black Widow. Hawkeye. Who am I missing? Iron Man.
People that survived?
Right, those are all the ones that survived were in the original shot.
Did you say Banner?
None of those. Yeah, Hulk. So all of those original Avengers did not perish, which means the next movie, maybe will, maybe won't.
Right.
Who knows? But they filmed the backup bag and it has been filmed. There was many, many scenes from the trailer that were not in this movie. There were a few scenes where the trailer was inverted and it was a different point of view in this movie. And I'm wondering if that's leading to a different universe of things.
These are the people on my poster, the people that have black circles around their head that survived. Thanos, Tony Stark, Thor, Natasha Romanoff, Banner, Captain America, Nebula, Rhodey, and Rocket Raccoon.
Those are the
little people out of here. There's not Loki on this poster, so he dies pretty early.
So what's your reaction to this one?
Yeah, what did you think of it?
My reaction, it is pretty, pretty good, but tears. But it wasn't boring because the bad guy actually won for once.
Yeah, no.
Not boring at all. None of the kids were not bored.
No.
And there were many scenes where the kids' smiles were huge.
I didn't have huge smile, I had a
shocked face. Let's talk about real quick, I know you're driving this one, but let's talk about another reaction, because I know that was a positive scene from both of you kids. Stan Lee, what'd you guys think about that? That was in the very beginning.
I'm driving.
But I want your reaction on that one.
Okay, so the Stan Lee cameo was when Peter Parker, not Peter Quill, people.
you gotta say.
Just to get you in the Earth.
Irving Spider-Man.
His Spidey senses caught the donut spaceship.
Right.
And he was like smacking Ned in the face and said,
hurry, do a distraction.
I need a distraction.
And
yeah.
Ned didn't even like, he's like, oh my God.
What's the matter with you?
Oh my gosh, we're all gonna die. Ah! And they kept looking at the giant donut spaceship. And then Stan Lee was like, what, you never seen a spaceship before?
Never seen a spaceship before? Settle down.
I've been in space forever.
So, did you like it? Because you were screaming awesome.
Yes. 7 out of 10 ha-ha's happy face. That's exactly what I wrote.
For the whole movie?
No, for Stan Lee.
Oh, for Stan Lee.
Dude, you need to listen.
I do.
I wrote, that was pretty funny, so I'm going to give it like an 8.
8 to 10, somewhere in there. It was really cool. We're all like, yeah, we saw it.
I like that they got Stan Lee out of the way early, because there was so much to digest later. I'm sure we would have caught him, but it was good to have it out of the way.
It would have been really bad if he was just like the one guy that's not a superhero that we see like in his living room, just kind of like next to his kids or his grandchildren or great-grandchildren, just like disappear. Like that would have been the worst Stanley cameo.
Wait, what about the kids?
I think that the worst Stanley cameo would be Stanley just sitting there watching TV, telling the kids to be quiet. Then a moment later, they're gone.
Oh, that would be worse.
Yeah, that would be so, worse.
How possibly troubling was the movie? You know, we know that people die. You just list it off a slew. Was it troubling to kids? Would kids be scared? Would kids be sad? Would the kids be, I guess, traumatized by seeing this movie? My thinking on that is that with the dissolving away of people.
Yeah.
You sense their loss, but it's not gross. Did you guys feel, you children, you're 9 and 11 respectively, Georgia and Willis, did you guys feel that it was traumatizing? Was this like, oh, there's too many scary parts or anything was gross? What did you feel like?
Gross parts when there's these creepy alien thingies that
don't talk about just the deaths.
But I'm also asking, no, I asked about the whole movie.
Oh, okay.
And it includes death of the creepy alien thingies. And it's in Wakanda, and they're just ramming the shield, barrier shield, and... Mm-hmm.
Oh, destroying themselves, yes.
And it's greenish, pukish, bleh, blood everywhere.
Those things are scary.
And then there's, poor Bucky.
Dude.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
And Steve Rogers. Steve Rogers didn't disappear, but it was his best
for his eyes.
Friend.
Okay.
I'm surprised he didn't shed tears.
I know. Yeah. What about you, Sauce? What did you think about? Was there anything gross, or was it just
not necessarily gross, but really sad?
It was really sad.
Yeah. So the kids did not like the end of it. Let's go on to what's the next topic, Georgia? I'm thinking
weaknesses before superpowers. I don't have any weaknesses on to the Dadabyte.
The weaknesses were exploited. Think about when they were able to lure out the Scarlet Witch. So then Vision wasn't protected. They got to Peter Quill, where he was going to... Like, they were almost got the gauntlet separated from Thanos.
Oh. Then Peter...
And Peter messed it up.
Peter Quill,
yeah, Star-Lord messed it up.
Peter Parker was getting it off of his finger.
Yeah. So his weakness was he couldn't control himself with grief, but, I mean, he was freaked out, right? So there wasn't a lot of weaknesses. What happened was Thanos was just that much more powerful.
So we've talked on prior podcasts about how there are themes, family and things like that. The theme of this movie is sacrifice. There were almost at every turn, someone had to sacrifice themselves so somebody else could live, or sacrifice a stone so somebody could live. Thanos had to sacrifice so that he could get a stone. So it was all over the place. So if anyone, if anything was a weakness, it might be that.
If Rocket Raccoon was there when he was freaking out, he would have said, wait until he's awake, you idiot. Then I'll answer your question.
What do you think, Sauce, about how strong Thanos was?
I think...
And I want... Hold on. I want you to incorporate, because one of your... This will be on our recording. One of your predictions or questions was, is Hulk strong enough to hold an Infinity Stone? How did you react to the opening fight one-on-one between Thanos and Hulk? What was your reaction when you saw that?
I wasn't too surprised. Because he's Thanos and he had an Infinity Stone.
He had two at that point, right?
No, just one, because Loki hadn't given it up yet.
Oh, you're right.
Right. But what stone did he have?
Power Stone.
Yeah, the Power Stone that we find in a little exposition that he decimated Xandar.
Yeah.
You know, well, we don't have time to film this, and Glenn Close is probably, you know, and all his other stars and special effects. Oh, he decimated, you know, Xandar. Yeah, it's an easy way to get through that, right?
Right.
From the movies.
Has everyone done their superpowers?
I have nothing to say for that.
Nothing to say for superpowers?
Except for sit up.
Did you mention that Spider-Man, we did see his Spidey sense manifest finally?
Yeah, finally.
Oh, we saw that was in the trailer.
I mentioned that in Stanley Cameo. Yeah.
So I think we saw the full extent of Scarlet Witch's power.
Did we? Was that the full extent?
Well, no. We've seen the greatest extent thus far. Right. Let me be more accurate.
I think so.
We also, did you not, I'm particularly looking at Furious Girl for this, did you not dig Stephen Strange at the end? I mean, he was really, it was him going one-on-one with Thanos, and he was, remember, he made all the versions of himself, he did that diamond thing at him, he was fighting him with a mystic sword and stuff. Do you remember all that stuff on Titan?
I don't remember Mystic Sword, but...
Yeah, he is the Mystic Sword.
I missed it the first time. You know, you get so many things moving around. But the second time I saw it, because we've seen this twice.
Yes.
It was a sword. He had the shield, but he was able to manifest a sword and fight with that. So he was cutting with it. The question is, kids, do you remember how many alternate futures that Doctor Strange used the Time Stone to go into the future to see how many there would succeed? How many succeeded will be the sauce?
But I raised my hand first. How many?
I know. How many total were there?
There were, I think, 14,600.
14,605.
I was close.
You are very close.
And how many were successful?
One.
Right?
So we got to talk about this, kids, because this is a superpower. It is the full Thanos Infinity Gauntlet. The snap happens. Could not happen without the Time Stone. Could Doctor Strange have gone so far back in the past to create a causality to where Thanos just doesn't get born?
Ooh.
Thanos says you didn't use your greatest weapon, which was the Time Stone.
Hmm.
So in those 14 million scenarios, I bet you that was one of the scenarios.
Just because Thanos can wield the stones doesn't mean he should wield the stones. One thing about Stephen Strange is that he went through what was eons of facing off with, what was that?
Dormammu.
And you and I talked about that too at one point, where if he's facing off with him over and over and over, centuries of him just dying over and over, and finally Dormammu feels trapped and he's like, okay, you're out of it. But he knows about time and knows the consequences of messing with time. Remember his funny, the only thing that makes Wong laugh when he's like, should always read the whole spell, the part at warnings after the spell.
Warnings come after the spell.
And Wong's like, oh. But so Stephen Strange knows what the consequences of time are. So just because Thanos, like, you know, didn't use it, he's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have used it. I knew better than to use it. So I think it's really comes down to, and I'll hand this off to you in a second after I say this. When Doctor Strange says, This was the only way. This was the one solution that he saw where they win. I think they do win, even though they had all this loss. He saw that.
So Cap, not Cap, but Iron Man had to live in that one way, and he didn't have to live in that one way.
That's right. And he was okay with it.
I think that Mom was wrong, because I know she was wrong when she was saying the line from Doctor Strange. You really should have taken the whole book. The warnings come after the spell. She said, you really should have taken the whole spell. The warnings come after the spell.
I know, I jacked
anyway.
It up. Thank you for correcting me, darling.
You're welcome, and don't call me that.
Okay.
Darling.
When we talk about certain things that might point to what is coming in the future, and we're not going to talk about some of the more obvious things in real life that could clue us into the fact that more movies and some of these people may be seen in the future. I want to talk about when Loki died. I predicted Loki was going to die.
So did I. I think all four of us did.
I predicted he would.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
I predicted he would die the way he died, where he was going to sacrifice something or himself possibly for Thor. I know that was actually one of the things I was trying to get with you guys with, was that death scene a little too harsh? Georgia, you didn't wind up looking at it. It's totally cool. It is harsh. It's a harsh death scene. But there are things that Loki said that I'm like, I don't know that I'm convinced that he's dead or not coming back because, you know, brother, one day the sun will shine on our faces again, etc. And he's always known for coming back.
That was addressed in the movie. I'm pretty sure he is. And Tom Hiddleston, the actor who plays Loki, his contract is up. Doesn't mean anything can't be happening. This is a movie about Infinity Stones. Everything can happen.
I'm really sad he's not coming back.
What's your reaction?
What about Heimdall?
Yeah. All through Thor Ragnarok, Lady Disdain's like, oh, Heimdall's. I'm like, oh, Heimdall. And I get flacked for saying Irving Spider-Man.
Because his name's not Irving.
But it's not Heimdall either.
Why do I get flagged for saying Kitty?
Because you're from Colorado. We say mountain and kitty and thornton.
Yes, but I can find when he doesn't say any syllables.
We're having arguments about the way we talk.
Okay, so the question then becomes, the snap happens, the comic book snap. We've already discussed half of living beings are gone.
Because half of the universe is gone, and so is half of humanity.
Right.
Including the Fury and Agent.
Half of humanity. So 7 million people in New York were gone. Mm-hmm. Because it's like 14 million people in New York. And so 7 million people. That's more than...
Just in New York.
In our state.
Yep.
You know? So things that are outside of the movie. Spider-Man Homecoming 2 was announced a year ago. Black Panther 2 has been kind of greenlit.
Bucky...
He has a 9-picture deal.
Yeah, he's back.
Sebastian Stan, who plays Bucky. Not that these... Well, Black Panther made $1.3 billion. They're not going to kill that off because of money. Going back to last podcast, Surtur, played by Mr. Krabs, he likes money. So, Kit, what are your theories now, having seen this movie and the end credits scene, which is a call, an actual page... to Captain Marvel, how do they come back? In your opinion, the wildest guess you can do. If any of them come back, how they come back?
Time stone, dark magic, light magic.
But Thanos has all the stones.
Yes.
Or yes. Did they survive?
But right.
What about Captain Marvel?
Oh, wait, no. Okay, yeah, so the Infinity Stones... can be broken, but I think it would take sufficient power, like in Wanda. I don't think, snapping his fingers would do it. It destroyed the gauntlet, not the stones, because you noticed they were intact.
So the stones are intact, but the gauntlet, so he can't do it again.
Yeah, the gauntlet got fried.
Yeah, he can't do it again.
His arm got fried, I think.
Okay.
No.
Captain Marvel is probably their only chance of getting the Infinity Stones back and saving people.
What's the next... comic book movie coming out that you're gonna see?
Hold up, let me do my math.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Will it? Name it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you think Ant-Man and the Wasp happens after?
Yes.
So half of humanity's gone? During? So we hear, there's this weird thing going on in New York.
Hmm.
And they go into the quantum realm so they don't get snapped? Finger snapped? Nobody knows.
We don't know yet.
What do you think? What do you think? You don't care. Oh, okay. But Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I think
Ant-Man and the Wasp. I think Hawkeye's in that movie.
I think he was in the trailer once.
Oh, he was in posters for this movie, you know?
Well, yes, no, I thought they said Hawkeye wasn't in posters.
Not the main poster.
See, not that poster.
The main poster.
Early posters have Hawkeye in it.
No, there were articles saying the best thing that happened to Hawkeye was the fact that he wasn't in the posters. So.
That he got removed from the poster because like the very first one was like a year and a half ago.
The main poster picture.
Yes, it is now. I'm talking about the first posters.
So.
All right. So.
Dad didn't have anything to do with the movie then.
So, Dad talked about Ant-Man and the Wasp. Did you get to talk about Captain Marvel at all?
What do you think Captain Marvel's gonna do?
You did.
What's gonna happen to Captain Marvel?
I think Captain Marvel is going to go first to Earth because that's where Nick Fury. And the message was sent.
I'll be interested to see where she is. Where she's been.
She's in space, as always. And, well, it's Captain Marvel. It has to be in space because Marvel...
Right.
Well, the Captain Marvel story goes to space. It's the Skrulls, and it's Kree, and it's... It's things that we've already heard, and
I don't know.
It's in space.
Yes, we're conversing.
So I think that first she's going to go to Earth and people are going to fill her in on what happened. Because she'd probably go to the exact place, Nick Fury. And, and see the message sender thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll probably go look for the Avengers because she probably knows about the Avengers and she knows about Nick Fury. And, they'll probably tell her what happened.
Do you know what year the movie Captain Marvel takes place?
Next year.
1991.
It'll be released in the next year, but...
Yeah, so it comes out, I do believe, February of next year? Because Avengers 4 comes out in May.
I hope they're getting licensing rights to Nirvana music, because we'll be hearing that.
Yeah, so 1991. So this happens in the past. So the first Iron Man, where Coulson says... this isn't my first rodeo. talking about his first time with a superhero. Huh. Coulson is in Captain Marvel. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we get to see Coulson and Ronan.
All right,
Ronan.
Ronan the Cree, not Ronan.
He's dead.
Yeah, but this is in the past, so he has not died yet.
It's kind of like when we saw the movie Captain America: First Avenger. That's way before any of the stuff that we saw present day. So it's flashing back.
Yes, but what about Avengers 4? Is Captain Marvel going to be in that, or is it just going to be Captain Marvel?
That's the question.
We don't know.
So there's a Captain Marvel.
I should have said it in the article that I read.
Okay, so Captain Marvel, the movie comes out, right? So the next movie is Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's July something, right? July 18th?
You know all these dates.
Something like that. It's this summer. And then the movie after that, I can't remember the date, is Captain Marvel. Then the movie after that is Avengers 4. Now, is Captain Marvel in Avengers 4? I think so, yes. I don't know what happens.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is July 26th.
Ah, so.
Good memory.
You're welcome.
If I may, this actually segues into your question. What do we think is going to happen, the fix, the resolution of what we just ended with?
You're getting me a segue?
I get the first segue.
It's a transition. It's not the actual first mechanical transition. Segue, because those are silly.
I want a segue.
You can't have a segue.
Buy me a segue.
He wants a segue.
I do.
Anybody wants to donate
for
one?
For Christmas, we'll give you... DG, get him a segue.
I will become a unicorn.
Oh, don't forget to get me a segue.
I'm a man.
Don't get them segues.
I want one that has kitties on it.
No parent in their right mind wants their child to have
a
segue.
I am a man, Cheetah.
Anyway, stop.
Christmas.
All right.
Settle it back.
Wow. Sorry I mentioned that word. I'll use it never again.
I'm going to say Star Wars wipe transition.
Yeah. So Ant-Man and the Wasp... part of what we are given is that Hope's mother is going to appear in the movie
Van Dyne.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. Now, we know from Ant-Man that her mom was lost to the quantum realm.
Ant-Man uses the weapons, and they go if they go into the quantum realm, maybe they can find her.
Possibly. So,
but it's going to be hard because she's like as
well. She's infinitely small.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's in a different place, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think, and I had this theory before, and we obviously did not see it come to fruition, which that'll be the next thing I want to ask the sauce about. We didn't see it come to fruition that Ant-Man, he was not in this movie. There was no quantum realm. I had postulated that perhaps Ant-Man in the quantum realm could be one thing that could defeat Thanos. I still hold that on the table. I think that could happen. Willis, the sauce, you were saying when we were predicting who would die... Who did you think and kind of hope would die?
Tony Stark.
And did he die?
No.
Were you bummed?
I think that's he tapped the microphone. I think that's a yes.
He's a little
bummed. So those are reactions. The kids liked the movie, was not bored, don't want to see it again. Right?
I'm not that interested.
That's okay. Now,
that's less money we have to spend.
Now another question. Before I hand it back to this Furious Girl over here, is where is Hawkeye? Is he just home or is he on a mission?
He was probably on both because he likes to work on the house, as we know from things.
Yes. Laura
and
likes it.
He's always on missions. So,
okay.
Well, that's what are you laughing about?
So that's what you're saying.
What's funny?
Nothing.
Dallas, what's so funny? What's doing it? What's making you laugh here, buddy? Anyway.
I'm tempted. It's really tempting, but I know I can't.
Okay, so we got Captain Marvel coming up. That's in the end credit scene. The kids liked the movie. Pretty traumatic. It was a downer. It actually made the saucer lose consciousness.
What? Yeah, we came home and he's like, I gotta take a nap.
It's an emotionally draining movie.
It really
is.
And
it's not.
So when we said the Schindler's List last night, it wasn't on the same aspect and scope and grandeur of... not grandeur, but historical perspective. But it was emotionally draining, not emotionally uplifting. It pulled something out of you rather than putting something in. So we don't know what's going to happen. We have some weird things. Adam Warlock, which was introduced in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, I think shows up in Avengers 4.
Or that's Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, in my opinion, I'm going to call it right now, definitely is a main character in Avengers 4.
Cool.
And there is time travel because there were scenes that were pirated out of old school cap, you know, outfits and things like that. Like, mm-hmm. these were just filmed. I'm like, what is going on?
Can we touch a little bit on the cool moments of this movie, though? Yes, it had a downer. I mean, from the beginning, Georgia, do you remember when you and I were sitting next to each other in the theater, and the first thing you hear, you don't even hear Marvel music. You hear the distress calls from the Asgard ship. You're just like, oh, yeah. So
Asgard.
You...
Dude, seriously.
I need to. I swear.
Edit that out.
Sorry.
I'm gonna beep that one out, at least.
All right. So you hear the distress calls from the Asgardian ship, which you know you're like, oh no. And then you end, obviously, on the down note of like, wow, we just lost like just about everybody. Have
lost
your moment.
Everybody.
That's sorry. But I do want to talk about the funny, the positive, the cool parts where you're like, oh, that's awesome. So Loki saying, we have a Hulk. And then Hulk just blazes in. You are freaking out. I heard you freak out.
That's from the first Avengers.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's why I was freaking out, because it's Hulk and because it's from the first Avengers.
But Loki said it.
Yeah. Loki said it. And also, it's kind of like, it's just a full circle thing. And Loki was ragdolled. So basically Thanos ragdolled Hulk. That establishes, and before the opening credit, the opening marquee of Avengers Infinity War comes out, mm-hmm. how absolutely strong Thanos was. He did have a Power Stone, so he was, you know.
But he didn't use it, not that I know of. But it might have been to increase strength and speed and agility or something.
And exactly. Increase power! Because it's a Power Stone! Mm-hmm.
But that was great. Any other scenes that just stand out that you're just like, yes!
Okay.
I'm going to let someone else explain this. Black Panther is running along with America.
So at the end, they open up the shield and all these demon dog things run in. And Captain America and Black Panther sprint out in front of everybody because he's kind of like falling from the side. And they just go way far ahead and are just neck to neck and just
and
super
leap into the
leaping.
Guys.
Yes.
Like,
you're embarrassing me in front of wizards.
That was awesome.
I'm still continuing, Willis.
Okay.
Should have gone for the head.
Right.
So, the snap, your favorite scene.
One of them.
Okay, so the best part, I'm going to break down the scene. Okay, so you're talking about the scene. We went through this whole thing of Thor rebuilding his hammer, which was Stormbreaker, the axe. Well, rebuilding his hammer, but it turns out to be a battle axe with a hammer on the end, whatever, right? It is supposedly stronger than Meow Meow. I can't even say it. Mjolnir.
Meow.
Yeah, Meow Meow. We should go with Meow Meow.
Mjolnir.
Groot extended himself to make a handle because it was you know, needed to be forged together. Was able to hold it up, so he was worthy. Now, can anybody wield this one because it's a worthy thing, or is it just too strong? You can't do it. But he said he was making a Thanos-killing weapon, and that part where you should have gone for the head, Thanos is aiming a gauntlet beam at the Stormbreaker, right? And the Stormbreaker is still advancing into Thanos' heart. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Oh, and
but that is what you're talking
Groot, about. Groot, teenager Groot, held it. So, yes, people can help. Hold
right.
it.
So, look. But you like that scene.
Yes.
What else do you like? What other cool scene? Did you like Iron Man's new suit? That was cool.
No, that was bad, okay?
Right.
I hated it.
You said it was cool.
You guys don't like Iron Man.
No, I said that.
You said it was cool. I heard you from my seat.
No, I said that Spider-Man's was cool.
Okay. All right.
You said Star.
All right. Anyway, moving on.
We're going to go with, Spider-Man's. It was cool.
All right. How about when Captain America shows up? When they're fighting,
like
you've got Visions on the ground. Scarlet Witch is like,
it's a good scene, not my favorite.
Okay, but I'm still saying it was a cool entrance. Also, how about when Thor appeared, you know, he's got his new weapon. He creates a Bifrost himself because his weapon can do that. That's one thing that really cool dwarf said it could do. And they arrive in Wakanda and he's all, ta-da. And then what does Bruce Banner say?
He's like,
ah, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, you guys are screwed now.
That was a cool entrance. I liked that part.
So there was a lot of good scenes that we liked. What did you guys think about when Thanos got the Soul Stone, the character that came back? Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Oh!
Red Skull.
Yeah,
he came back.
On it?
No.
I didn't ask who it was. I asked if you had any thoughts on it.
Did you think anything about it?
I was like, cool, Red Skull.
I thought it was pretty cool because, you know, we've watched all the movies, so the movies are still fresh in our minds.
Yes.
Where did he go? Because he didn't die.
I didn't think he died.
The non-fresh in my mind is this movie. It's stuck in my head now. All the scenes, all the lines. I know the entire movie by heart already.
Wow. That's impressive.
You're welcome.
If you lay down one more time.
All right. And then I will say I felt vindication when I saw Red Skull because I was like, ha-ha! Because when he is holding the Tesseract at the end of Captain America First Avenger, and you see the space kind of open up behind him. And then late in the next in the Avengers movie where Hawkeye says, well, it's basically a door, right? Goes both ways. I was like, yes, that's why I think Red Skull got, he just got sucked up somewhere.
Yeah, and it was recast. It wasn't, what's his face?
Hugo Weaving. The most
because
unfortunate person.
He's like, oh, I'm done with this role. You know, like, you know, he's made quotes on that one because he's too good for it. I'm seriously, he drops in my mind.
Go ahead. What do you want to do?
I think that we should do what do you think will happen before you actually saw it. So I actually made a poster.
Yes, you did.
The back of my poster. This is the front of the poster. I said I think Aunt May dies, Jane Foster dies, Thanos wins. But Thanos dies in the end because too much power. And
he doesn't die.
No, I know.
It's a prediction.
These are predictions.
Okay.
On to...
Thank you.
I thought Loki would die. It was right there. I thought... Who else did I think would die? I did think Rocket might die. He did not, but Groot did.
I thought Rocket was toasted. Yeah.
Groot. And I did think Tony Stark would die, and he did not.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised about that.
I want him to die because he has to be in the last movie or nothing will happen.
And I frankly was hoping some of the characters wouldn't die. I didn't want Bucky to die. I did not want Doctor Strange to die on behalf of you.
This is just you, not...
Okay, fine.
Does it have anything to do with
Yeah, it's not Han Solo, so...
All right. I did not...
Yes.
I did not agree with what you thought was going to happen, which was...
I forget. I said a lot of things.
Thanos would win.
Also...
I did say Thanos would win.
And that universe-wise... You said, oh, he's going to destroy half the universe.
Well, he killed half the population in the universe.
That would be destroying it.
So, yes, I was right then.
I know.
I said that would happen. I said I was on Vera's girl's tack that Thanos would win and that he would actually do it and that, you know, I said at least 6 people would die. We made it to 18. So I was
way
three
off.
Times way lower low. Than that. We were way, way low. Way low.
I said 20, so I was close.
No, you were very close, but I said 6. We were talking about what happened. Yeah, she said 3. I said 6. You said 20. Did you have any predictions on this one?
He said 1.
What do you mean?
He said 1.
Well, things that you thought would happen?
Yeah. He said
what about
one.
Something that you thought would happen that didn't happen?
I don't know anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Like,
so, because we asked you before this, we have it on record, so... The whole Hulk holding an Infinity Stone. I was kind of expecting from the trailers that were very misleading that Hulk would be in the final battle. He never showed up. We figured that Banner was in the Hulkbuster and then that Hulk would bust out of the Hulkbuster.
Yeah. I figured that Hulk was actually in the thin layer of Hulkbuster suit.
Right.
And we only see Hulk the one time and we never see him again.
Because he's scared, but Banner doesn't know that.
He's scared because Thanos whooped him. What do you think about that?
He was just a tiny little green guy.
That's his first defeat, technically.
We're going to mid / end credit scenes. Mid, there wasn't anything.
There was no mid credit scene.
No mid credit
scene. End credit scene, I gave 6 out of 10. Don't know why, because I forgot.
Can you describe what happened in the end credit scene?
No.
I don't know
what happened.
Can you describe it?
All right, I'm going to describe it. First, you hear them. You hear Nick Fury and Agent Hill talking. They're talking about, where's Stark? Do we know where he is? No. And then she's like, we're getting incoming in Wakanda. It's really big. I'm like, well, maybe we should do this, that, or the other. All of a sudden, a car swings into front of them and they're like, ah, and they kind of hit it a little bit and they get out to go check on the driver. Hill gets up to the driver's seat, nobody there. And so then they see a helicopter crash into a building. People are panicking. Nick is saying, we need to call in a code red. And all of a sudden Hill's like, Nick, and he turns around and she starts dissolving. Other people start dissolving. He tries to get over. He gets something out of a bag out of their car, goes to the back, and he's holding it, and he starts seeing he's dissolving. But before he does, he hits a button, and that little pager drops down on the ground, and you see that it sent a message to...
Captain Marvel!
Yes.
So I thought you were going to say Captain Wonder Woman. I don't know why. I don't know.
They're basically the same thing.
I don't know what...
Kids. So I give this one a 10 out of 10. Because it's Samuel Jackson about to say a cuss word, and he dissolves before it. And before his hand dissolves, he's able to push the button. So I'm thinking you have a little bit of power in yourself to, like, dissolve less. Because Spider-Man dissolved after other ones, and he was able to, like, oh, I'm sorry. And, like, different parts of you dissolve.
Yeah.
You know, that's just movies. You know, who knows? Who cares, really? My question is, kids, do you know what a pager is?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, a device!
It's a really old phone calling thing.
It's not a phone calling thing. So before...
The person I was right. What the...
Back in, say, 1990, 1995 even, cell phones were stupid expensive.
When you were young.
For something that could not even text message things. So texting wasn't even a thing until like 1995, 6, 7, somewhere in there, right?
Yep.
So this is from 1991. Doctors still had pagers. You can still get pagers, and it would give you a text on the page, but you couldn't call back. You had to go find a payphone or have a phone with you and call back with that. All it would do was buzz and say, call number 555-0195, whatever it is.
And you'd call and say, somebody here paged me? And they're like, yeah. Yes, we did.
So that's a pager that was. So it's an old technology with some beeps and blahs. I gave it a high score. It was satisfying with the Samuel Jackson part. What do you think, Lady Disney?
I also give it a 10 out of 10 just because, man, by that point, we really needed something to say, can we look forward to something? And it was very satisfying, and you just saw that.
No, it wasn't. Nick Fury and Agent Hill died.
Okay, and not... That's not the satisfying part. The
no. Yes, but it's not satisfying.
The satisfying part is now we have a glimmer of hope, a tiny ray of hope.
Yeah, he called and sent for somebody who got the message, help us, things are going to crap.
So it has been said by Kevin Feige, the people who run this Marvel MCU, that Captain Marvel is the absolute strongest in the MCU.
Wow. Like, more than
stronger
Hulk.
Than Thanos?
More than Thanos is what we're being
Thanos,
led
Scarlet
to believe.
Witch, Hulk. Dang.
Yeah, so. But
what if all of them put together?
We're wondering.
Right.
We're wondering. However, that was a good end credit scene. I would have to say the mid-credits part. So it comes through and it's like, this type of movie has this person in it, this person in it, and then it goes Avengers Infinity War. And it dissolves away just like the people did.
It was so mean.
So that's what I consider that a big credit.
What if is she powerful than all six Infinity Stones just put together to make one powerful stone?
We're gonna have to find out.
We don't know.
We don't know anything.
Okay. To Willis.
Willis needs to rate.
He's done.
Well, did he rate the
did you rate
end
it?
Credit?
I'd give it like an 8 or 9.
Okay.
We'll consider that an 8.
What's next, G?
Next, box office last when the kids disappear for this live show.
It's on track to make $240 million this opening. That's it. That's the box office. Done.
Good. Half hour screen time. Me first. Then it goes to mom. Then it goes to dad. Then it goes to the tired person called the sauce. Animal Jam Play Wild. It's a game on the computer.
Okay.
Called Animal Jam Play Wild.
Okay. Oh, okay. I will be going to New Orleans this week to do media coverage of Collision and also then a little bit of Jazz Fest when you're joining me. So any screen time I do is probably going to be live broadcasting or editing videos of that.
Including this.
I don't have time for this. This is my half hour screen time. Unpause it.
Okay. Video games at random. Maybe some YouTube and all that.
Probably Overwatch and probably not YouTube because it's draining your brains right out your nose.
No, it's not.
It's true. I see brains coming out of your nose.
You're tired and a nap earlier.
Well,
hey. Literally, I saw your brains. Now, it is overall rating. Since I am the driver, I'm choosing new armor wear.
Oh!
There was so many new armors.
Good job.
Over 10.
That's our
10 out of 10.
Unit of rating.
So you gave it 10 out of 10?
You gave it a 10 out of 10.
Did you give it a 10 out of 10?
I said 10 out of 10.
Wow. Well done.
I said it.
Interesting.
With my eyes.
Because you guys, I feel like you didn't like it a ton, at least from you, but you still gave it a 10 out of 10.
It's a good movie, but I didn't like it, but it's good.
I think that's very good critical thinking on your part.
I give it a 10 out of 10 after having seen it twice. It made me have all the feels. It was on point. It
all
was
the feels.
If you talk about it in the context of 19 movies over 10 years that have been building up to this, it was everything it should be. So
really, 10 years. The first movie came out when I was born.
Yes.
Kind of. Not on the same day. Before I was born, but the same year. And the last movie was on the year of when I'm turning 10. This year.
All right. So, how about you, Dad Abides?
5.5.
Okay.
Maybe.
Because of the ending? So, would you have rated it higher if Thanos lost?
Probably. Maybe 6. If it had more funny comments than the 7. And if it was a good movie, then 8, 9, or 10.
It is a good movie, and I'm giving this a 9 out of 10.
Why did it not make 10?
It got a little... When you're halfway through a scene and you're like in the middle of something, it would like switch to another scene because there's so many things going on. So it felt like it was just too quick paced between all the different stories.
Okay.
Which there's probably no other way to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a lot.
It was a lot. But I was like in the middle, it was like at the scene where they're at the forge and the Peter Dinklage character.
Yes. Oh, that was
the
great.
Giant dwarf, you know, comes out. And then they cut back to Titan. I'm like, dude, no, go back. You know, I'm like,
right.
There was a couple of different moments of I felt that I wanted that.
A bit of editing.
I think that is it for the kids.
Do you want to tell people what is the next series of this podcast doing that you guys are looking forward to?
Oh my God, Jordan is so excited for this. I'm going to let her do it.
He's like, I'm out.
Teaching parents how to drive things.
Minecraft.
Drive Minecraft.
Oh, Lord.
I'm teaching my mom the sauce over there. I think it's gonna go to sleep now. Teaching him. We're going to have it in the same recording, but different recordings to see who teaches best and let them loose on their own, see how they play.
Yeah, at some point you need to teach me too how to play Overwatch better.
To bring that all home is the sauce will teach me how to play Minecraft. I've never played Minecraft.
Ever.
Well, yeah.
And Lady Stain's never really played Minecraft. I know what it is.
Never played Minecraft in her life.
But Furious Girl's going to teach Lady Stain how to play Minecraft, and then we're going to get into a new realm and fight each other or something, see which one wins. Something like that. We'll figure it out.
But we're going to give you diamond armor and diamond gear.
Well, we'll figure out what even that means.
Whatever we want.
Just wait until we go. Don't tell us anything yet.
And then we're off. So, you can stop telling them that.
I would not put it past Marvel Disney because it's made its budget back. It's going to make money to say, you know what? Avengers 4 is going to come out. Then the home release of this movie will come out.
Hmm.
And you're like, what? Oh, that's so- I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't either.
Well, cool. Time will tell how the box office does. We do want to give we gave plenty of shout outs
for the messy video.
So we do want to give a shout out to a couple entities that really helped us make this happen. Alamo Draft House, Denver. They're located in Littleton, so a little south of Denver City Metro, and they were great to let us. You know, we just made sure they knew we were going to be there to record some reactions afterward, which, my goodness, everybody just had a very stunned aura about it. And we're just like, ah. So that was really great. And, but again, we're just, yeah, happy to be here. We also are happy for, our equipment and stuff, Adobe Creative Cloud that we use to edit our podcasts, our Zoom microphone. And this does close out our Avengers series of reviews by Unpause It. But that doesn't mean we're not going to do more in the future. We'll also do more Avengers movies. We're actually going to do Star Wars movies as well. We'll do video game reviews, which is next, and the kids have been dying for that, so they're very much looking forward to it. Please just hang out with us and keep following the podcast. This is Unpause It. You can find us at unpauseit.com. We're also on Twitter at Unpause It and on Facebook at Unpause It. and on Instagram at Unpausit Podcast. We will be at Denver Comic Con. We're going to be at movie theaters near you. And we're also at P.O. Box 1343 Englewood, Colorado 80150. Would love to get your letters, feedback, requests, toys or games that you want us to try. And we can review on the podcast too, because that's coming up. We're going to kind of do a family review of all the things that are nerdy and geeky entertainment. And make sure you subscribe and review us. And just have fun unpausing whatever entertainment you're about to enjoy.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And visit us at unpausing.com.